Ephesians 1:18. Paul's praying this for the Ephesians, having the eyes of your heart enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which you have been called. He's praying that the Spirit of God would keep the light on, so to speak, in every nook and cranny of their hearts. It's easy to hide in those spaces and ignore truth that God has deposited there. What is it that God has called us to? It is to belong to Him eternally, forever. But storms come, hardship comes, and we can forget. We're going to take a moment to pray that you would be reminded of your calling in Christ. First, for you. Specifically for you who are just beat down and tired and just weary. Would you ask God to renew your heart? Would you remind Him, would you ask Him to remind you again of what He has called you to? Who He has called you to? And that's to know Him. Let's take a moment to pray. Pivot now. We know that God can renew our hearts. Is He willing to do the same for others in this room? Yeah, He is. Would you take a moment to pray for your brothers and sisters in here? Pray now just for a moment that HPC would live and breathe unshakable gospel hope. That we would give away gospel hope to a very anxious and dark world. Father, you are the God of all hope. anchor us today. Remind us again and again of what you've called us to and what locks it forever. And it's the resurrection of Jesus. Revive and refresh our hearts, oh God. Verse 18 reminds you again, just in different language, about God's great love for you and his church. That you may know the hope to which you have been called and what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints. That he would give his own son, that he would call you his own, his own son and his daughter. Would you? This is the scary part now. Can we stand up as you're able? I'd ask you, would you go in groups of 3 to 5 people? And we're going to begin praying through that small section. And we're going to first start by, remember how you thanked God for people's faith and their love? You're going to pray that out loud to those people that are in those groups with you. Would you do that? Let's group up. Let's take just a couple moments. Fellowship, love one another. Prayer isn't just preparing to do the work, though. Prayer is the work. Let's thank God for making us his people and his inheritance. As we thank God for making a people his inheritance, now we can pray for deepening unity and love across all sorts of differences within our church, ethnic, generational, You name it. Jesus gets primacy. Jesus gets supremacy. Pray for unity. Pray now that this unified inheritance, this treasure, would reflect his reconciling love in North County. Father, we pray that you have already done the work. I pray that you would make this reality in us. Just as you are one, I pray that we would be one today. Help us see that we are your treasured possession and that our brother and our sister is your treasured possession too. I pray in Christ's name. Amen. See Ephesians 1, 19 through 23 on the screen as you're making your way back. This is an opportunity for you to read aloud again. We can hear it as a prayer or an exhortation. It's a declaration as well. Christ is King. All dominions and authorities and powers pale in comparison to who he is and what he can do. If you're able to, would you read aloud with me, starting verse 19? And what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe? According to the working of his great might that he worked in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. This is the power of God at work in us, the same one that raised Christ from the dead. What does it look like then to pray believing Christ is powerful? We're going to take a moment to, pray that. Let's take a look at a couple of these prompts here. Let's pray for God's resurrection power to be experienced first in personal struggles and in the need for repentance of sin. Side note, by the way, maybe you're here today as a guest, or maybe you've been here for a while and you've never followed Jesus, and this feels very weird. We are people that believe that we are really messed up and we really need God to not just fix us, but to forgive us. Not only that, but we can actually become friends of God. We're loved by God, but we can be in relationship with him. And that happens through Jesus' death and resurrection. So if you're a guest here today and you don't know Jesus, you don't trust Jesus, this is going to feel very weird for you, but it's actually a great invitation for you to begin trusting Jesus today. Do you recognize that you are far from God, but there's a God that loves you and wants you as his own? You can begin praying today. God, forgive me. The best way I know how, I trust you and I want to follow you. It's really that simple. It's really that simple. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. And let's confess personal struggles and the need for repentance. Take a moment. Father, we thank you for grace, and we thank you for power to be able to repent. We need resurrection power in the life of our church. So we live on mission for you in North County. Would you help us enjoy and be fueled by that power today? Jesus, you are above every rule, every authority, every power and a dominion, and you are above every name, not only now, but in the life to come. We pray now that you would demolish spiritual, ideological, political, financial, whatever strongholds and boundaries or blockades that are in North County that keep pushing back against the gospel. I pray that you would obliterate them today. Father, we also pray for the advancement of the gospel in North County and beyond. We pray that you would rescue people from sin and death, even if it means them not coming here. Even if it means that we don't benefit. We want people to come from death to life. Jesus, you are in control. We trust you. And we are overjoyed that you entrusted the mission to us. Help us with your resurrection power. Help us be faithful in making disciples and pushing back against darkness and connecting people to the hope of the gospel. Father, we thank you. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.